It did not occur to me that the apathy that was indicated by my delegating thus to André or the chauffeur the task of soothing my agitation by leaving them to keep watch over Albertine was paralyzing in me, rendering inert all those imaginative impulses of the mind, all those inspirations of the will which enable us to guess, to forestall what someone else is about to do. Indeed, the world of possibilities has always been more open to me than that of real events. This helps us to understand the human heart, but we are apt to be taken in by individuals. My jealousy was born of mental images, a form of self-torment not based upon probability. Now, there may occur in the lives of men and of nations, and there was to occur one day in my own life, a moment when we need to have within us a superintendent of police, a clear-sighted diplomat, a master detective, who instead of pondering over the concealed possibilities that extend to all the points of the compass, reasons accurately, says to himself, "If Germany announces this, it means that she intends to do something else, not just something in the abstract, but precisely this or that or the other, which she may perhaps have begun already to do. If so-and-so has fled, it is not in the direction A or B or D, but to the point C, and the place to which we must direct our search for him is C." Alas, this faculty, which was not highly developed in me, I allowed to grow slack, to lose its power, to vanish by acquiring the habit of growing calm the moment that other people were engaged in keeping watch on my behalf. As for the reason for my reluctance to leave the house, I should not have liked to explain it to Albertine. I told her that the doctor had ordered me to stay in bed. This was not true, and if it had been true, his prescription would have been powerless to prevent me from accompanying my mistress. I asked her to excuse me from going out with herself and André. I shall mention only one of my reasons, which was dictated by prudence. Whenever I went out with Albertine, if she left my side for a moment, I became anxious, began to imagine that she had spoken to or simply cast a glance at somebody. If she was not in the best of tempers, I thought that I was causing her to miss or to postpone some appointment. Reality is never more than an allurement to an unknown element in quest of which we can never progress very far. It is better not to know, to think as little as possible, not to feed our jealousy with the slightest concrete detail. Unfortunately, even when we eliminate the outward life, incidents are created by the inward life also. Though I held aloof from Albertine's expeditions, the random course of my solitary reflections furnished me at times with those tiny fragments of the truth which attract to themselves like a magnet an inkling of the unknown, which from that moment becomes painful. Even if we live in a hermetically sealed compartment, associations of ideas, memories, continue to act upon us. But these internal shocks did not occur immediately. No sooner had Albertine started on her drive than I was revivified, were it only for a few moments, by the stimulating virtues of solitude. I took my share of the pleasures of the new day. The arbitrary desire, the capricious and purely spontaneous inclination to taste them, would not have sufficed to place them within my reach, had not the peculiar state of the weather not merely reminded me of their images in the past, but affirmed their reality in the present, immediately accessible to all men whom a contingent and consequently negligible circumstance did not compel to remain at home. On certain fine days the weather was so cold, one was in such full communication with the street, that it seemed as though a breach had been made in the outer walls of the house, and whenever a tramcar passed, the sound of its bell throbbed like that of a silver knife striking a wall of glass. But it was most of all in myself that I heard, with intoxication, a new sound rendered by the hidden violin.